This is the Riley Rose and Seamus podcast.
Good morning, it's Riley Rose and Seamus, Hit 104.9. Coming up at 7 o'clock, spoilt brats. You'll cringe at the girl that was on Dr. Phil.
Hee hee! Riddle me Wednesday!
Okay.
This is Riddle Me Wednesday.
Oh, so sorry, Seamus.
Riddle Me Wednesday.
13, 12, 16. I'm going to give Seamus the riddle this week, and you can call and get involved and play along at home as well. If you know the riddle immediately like this, then call us 13, 12, 16, because I think Seamus is going to squirm. He's going to struggle with this one. It's the hardest riddle that I could find on the internet.
All right, let me have it.
Okay.
Here's the riddle for Riddle Me Wednesday, 13, 12, 16, if you know it.
You throw away the outside and cook the inside. Then you eat the outside and throw away the inside. What did you just eat?
I have heard this one before.
Ah, damn it.
But I can't remember the answer. Please say it again.
You throw... Listen carefully, everyone. 13, 12, 16. You throw away the outside.
Go on. The outside has been thrown away.
And you cook the inside.
And then you cook... the inside. You throw away the outside and you cook the inside.
Then you eat the outside and throw away the inside. What did you just eat?
An so, egg?
No, but okay. That could be something like that. Yeah, that's good.
Something with seeds in it?
All right, 13, 12, 16, please help Seamus out here if you can get it. No.
Nope. A mandarin.
Nope. Jeez, you're not... Like, you're not really far off, though.
Really? Like some sort of fruit?
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna
watermelon!
No. I'm going to give it to you one...
Because you throw away the seeds.
I'm going to give it to you one more time.
All right, here we go. Give it to me, sister.
And if no one's called, do I give away the answer?
No, because we've still got another break, remember, mate?
All right. You throw away the outside and you cook the inside. God, maybe I made it too hard. Then you eat the outside and throw away the inside. What did you just eat?
The outside.
Let's go to a break.
All right. We need to go to the ads. After this, we're going to take your calls 13, 12, 16. Do you know the answer?
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Riley Rose and Seamus. The 104.9.
Good morning. It's Riley Rose and Seamus. Hit 104.9. Coming up at 7 o'clock, spoilt brats.
Hee hee. Riddle me Wednesday. This is Riddle Me Wednesday.
Okay, the riddle today is we're giving it to Seamus and we're taking your calls on 13, 12, 16. You throw away the outside and you cook the inside. Then you eat the outside and throw away the inside.
I've been thinking about this.
What did you just eat?
In the ads.
Yeah.
And I think when you buy a T-bone steak, you buy it in a package. Mm-hmm. So then you take the outside away, which is the package. Then you cook the steak and then you throw away the inside, which is the T-bone. So I'm locking in a T-bone steak.
Wrong. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not a T-bone steak. We do have some calls coming in that we need to get through on 13, 12, 16. Leanne from Aubrey, what do you think it is?
A corn cob.
Okay. I'm not going to say whether you're right or wrong yet. But Kylie from Dindera. Kylie, what do you think it is?
It's corn.
It's a corn. Okay, right. You know what? That makes so much sense. I'm an idiot.
Tiffany, what do you reckon?
I think it's an apple.
An apple?
Ooh,
yeah.
But you don't cook apples.
Yes, you do. For apple sauce, you do.
Yeah, that's true. She's got a point. She's actually apple pie as well.
Bronwyn from Albury, 13, 12, 16. What do you think it is, Bronwyn?
I think it's an apple.
Mm.
Ooh, two apples, two corn apples. One T-bone steak. All right, everybody on hold there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to hear the answer of Riley's riddle.
All right, let's just hear it one more time. You throw away the outside and cook the inside, then you eat the outside and throw away the inside.
It's totally corn.
What did you just eat? A corn cob!
Congratulations to everybody who played there.
Yep, Leanne and Kylie got that bang on. Sorry,
an apple? I don't understand. You don't throw away the outside, though.
Yeah, because you peel it. Yeah.
Oh, but I eat the apple skin.
Some people don't eat the apple skin.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Do you not eat apple skin?
No, I don't.
Why not? The skin's the best bit.
No, I don't know. I don't like it. The change of texture, I'm not a fan.
I disagree. The skin's not the best bit. You can get... Why do people peel apples then?
Because they're idiots.
All right, Leanne, Kylie, you can go forth into your Wednesday knowing that you are smart.
That you are amazing.
We'll play again with Tyson after 8:30, though.
Backstreet Boys, Don't Go Breaking My Heart on Hit. I'm mixed emotions. Good morning, it's Riley Rose and Seamus. You're on Hit 104.9. It is 10 minutes past 8 o'clock, and Riley, we have two lovely guests in the studio from Life Intended.
Yeah, we certainly do, Seamus. Never mind, just don't worry. All good.
Thanks.
So we were thinking, you know, in the last couple of weeks, Seamus, there's been a lot going on in the world. And
a lot of negativity.
We see sad news every single day.
We do. I mean, that's part of being in the media. They like to scare everybody.
Yeah.
Read this and get scared so you buy my next newspaper. That's what they do.
So we thought we'd inject some positivity into at least our community by welcoming Kate and Amanda to the studio.
Hi.
Now, you girls have your Facebook page, Instagram page. We can follow you at Life Intended as International.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, what are you guys doing this? Well, it was actually last week. Tell us a little bit about it.
Part of what we like to do is obviously, like you're saying, ingest that positivity in everybody. And so we decided to start a kindness challenge, and we encouraged our tribe, as we like to call them, to get out there and compliment someone every day they don't know.
Yeah, I think that sometimes we forget that we are, as individuals, so powerful and the way we can impact people just through really tiny things. So,
like what? What tiny things
Oh, gosh, Seamus, you're looking very dapper today.
Thank you.
And I hear your comedy act tomorrow night is very funny.
Yeah. Well, yes. I don't think so. It hasn't happened yet.
But it's like a simple smile down the street at someone. It's like saying, hey, your shoes are awesome. Where'd you get them from? Because we sort of think they have to be big things. And since sort of starting this last week, we've had so many people contact us and say a simple smile on a train or something changed their life. You know, they were having a bad day and that smile made them realise they were being noticed and things
Some
like that.
Some people go through their whole lives and never receive a compliment.
No.
Isn't that amazing. Crazy?
Yeah. And you do get crazy looks, and that's the craziest thing to me, that you pay someone a compliment and they look at you like, are you looking at me? Look around.
I find it very difficult to take compliments.
You do?
Yeah.
And I struggle.
You're the people I love giving them to.
Why? Makes me so uncomfortable.
And do you bounce it back? Do you go, sort of like shrug it off sort of thing?
Yeah.
I bet you make a joke about it.
Probably. Yeah. I shut down a little bit.
He shuts down, actually.
Really?
Say, Seamus, like a shirt.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's your challenge, Seamus, is just stand and hold it and go, thank you.
And say thank you. I feel weird. Struggled with that too. Yeah. And I always have. And our mentor always said to me, just say thank you. Just be like, I just bought it. You know,
it was on the discount rack.
That's our initial, our knee-jerk reaction, isn't it?
Explain it or
justify why it's good.
Yeah.
Or
to think of what's the ulterior motive behind that kind of thing. So,
or if someone says, you've got really pretty eyes, I say, but I've got mascara on.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
that's right. Good. So we just really sort of, came out of tragedy sort of in our tribe, and we started talking about just check on each other. Yes, we're about sort of achieving goals and pushing to reach your potential. But at the end of the day, check on each other, make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, spread that kindness around. Don't get so internal that you're not noticing what's going on around you. Mm. So
It's bifold because when you give the compliment and that effect happens, the physiological reaction that comes within you
in your body.
Making someone happy is significant, and that changes your day too.
Challenge accepted. Compliment someone today.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And just be really simple, but you'll make a massive difference.
It's hard if you're trying to find something to compliment them and you don't mean it. It's like, I like how your toes point. I like the way your earlobes fall.
I reckon you should work harder.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, I love it. Girls, thank you so much for coming in.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having us.
And, of course, Life Intended International on Facebook and Instagram if you want to tell the girls what your compliment has been for the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd
love we would absolutely love that.
Yeah.
Best compliment wins another compliment.
Yes.
Girls, thanks so much for joining us. You guys are amazing.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you. Here we go. Yeah. Get up
with Riley, Rose and Seamus. Good morning, it's Riley, Rose and Seamus. You're on Hit 104.9 after 8:30, Riley. Something pretty great is going to happen here in the studio. We're going to have a special guest, and we've got an announcement for another special guest here on the border.
Yeah, give him back to the community.
Riley, I've come across an article, and apparently studies have been released. Research has shown that we now know if you watch this, it boosts your adult time in the bedroom, drive, and your relationship.
Your intimacy levels.
Thank you.
Okay.
If you watch this, it's like, now me and my partner can ravish each other.
Okay. So what are we watching out of curiosity? Because I feel like I know where you're going with this.
Let's test it. Okay. So apparently, if you watch this, so be careful. If you're listening to this in the car, you might want to call your partner straight away. This is it. This is the most powerful aphrodisiac.
You might think that this orangutan is washing socks as some kind of circus trick for which he's been specially trained.
I don't know about you, but...
Oh, David Attenborough doing it for us. Okay, so what's the go here?
So apparently, if you watch David Attenborough, like the Blue Planet, and, you know, his David Attenborough documentaries, it just... just sends something down your spine.
Okay.
And channels in your inner primitive instincts.
I'm not picking up that. Like, all I saw was a monkey on the screen. And
don't ever call an ape a monkey in my presence. Very different primates. I don't know about you, but if I see a cheetah chase down a warthog and sink its teeth into it, doesn't make me want to jump into the bed.
Well, yeah, no, I don't think anyone's getting home saying, oh, duh, the kids are out for 5 minutes. Put David Attenborough on quickly.
David Attenborough. Quickly, we need something to get you in the mood. Put the candles on.
Yep.
Start playing some Barry White.
Yep.
And now, as you witness, the monkey in the tree starts vigorously touching himself.
Oh, it's actually a bit of a turn off.
Riley Rose and Seamus.
Good morning. It's Riley Rose and Seamus. You're on Hit 104.9. Tyson's taking over in the next 15 minutes. However, we wanted to talk to you now, Ticey Poo.
Hello.
Do you remember yesterday as we were talking about our own ambassadorships?
Yeah, you're both big people on the border. People love you. And
stop having you go at my weight.
Who are you ambassador for again?
But you felt a little bit left out yesterday.
I did.
What about me? Can I get a gym thing or something? Can I be an ambassador?
What gym do you want to be the ambassador?
Maybe I'll just like do it for like Donut King or something.
Now we're getting something.
I want to be the ambassador for something. I'm on the radio too, guys.
Yes, Donut King, hit us up.
Yeah,
well, we have some suggestions for you.
Oh, really?
I've come up with three.
Yep.
Okay.
So one of them are...
Can we just clarify? It's like an elephant in the room that maybe you should be the ambassador for Zambrero because you're the bloody voice of Zambrero.
Satisfy your hunger today at Zambrero. Yeah. Slow-cooked meats, fresh salsas, and handmade guacamole.
If we go as a group to Zambrero's, can you be like, I voiced this.
No, I mean, they don't know that, and I don't get paid for that. I just do it out of being, like, you know, working
just love
here
of
as a side
Zambrero's
job. And that too.
So here are my suggestions.
Okay.
You know, Artie Pants here in the border.
Oh, right.
The costume place. Because you're wacky Tyson, zany Tyson.
Yeah.
You can come to work every day dressed as something different.
That would be fun for everyone at the station.
That's exciting.
They'd get over it, wouldn't they, at the station? Everyone would be like, oh my God, just Tyson.
Well, there's Tyson as an ant again.
I'd love that, though.
I also had an idea because I didn't want to attach you to any cafes or restaurants because you don't necessarily like food. But you do like beer. So
I mean, I do, yeah.
What about a pub?
I'd love that. I mean, these are great ideas. At least you're figuring me out. I like beer and looking like an idiot.
Yeah. What about in Wodonga, you know, the driving range over there?
Yeah, yeah.
What about if we put a helmet on you and a baseball bat? We'll put you out by the 150 metre and we can just pay to smack balls at you.
You know what? I think if anyone listens to my show, they might want to hit balls at me.
I'd love to hit my balls at you. That would be great.
Okay.
Massive golf club. And I've got a final one. Right. You know, in here in East Albury, small dogs are us. You can learn how to juggle and juggle small pooches, like little
chihuahuas. But Tyson has a big dog, though. So I think that he should be the ambassador for the dog wash on Mate Street.
Okay, wait. So go back to dog juggling. What? Is that a real thing here on the border? People are juggling dogs.
Small dogs are us.
That's not a thing, is it?
No, I made it up. Yeah. But that would be a great business.
Okay. Oh, great. Yeah, sure. What's the benefit of juggling someone's dog?
He just wants to be the ambassador. He doesn't want to do all the work of starting up a business.
Oh, well, if I start the business, can you juggle my small pooches?
Sure. No, I'll just be the front of it. You juggle the pooches.
Imagine if you ended up on a billboard or something on the border.
I would love this. This sounds amazing.
Riley would be so jealous.
That would.
Conrad Sewell, Healing Hands on Hit 104.9.
Want more Riley, Rose and Seamus? Catch up now at hit.com.au or weekdays from 6 on the Borders Hit 104.9.